defeated. The people, united, will never be defeated.
About 40 union members and advocates stood near the $13.8 million bridge project, which is partially federally funded. Executive Director of the West Central Florida Central Labor Council, Cheryl Schroeder, praised the federal government for funding part of the bridge construction.
This particular site is important to us because the Platt Street Bridge is under construction. It's partially funded by federal dollars, and those federal dollars are bringing good competitive wages into Tampa.
An iron worker with the Local 397 named Guy Chase said he was fortunate enough to get a job on the bridge project, but he's concerned that unless the company works on other local projects in the future, he may have to leave town.
Hopefully that American Bridge gets more work here in Tampa and Orlando, any city, and I can stay here, but if not, I have to boom out. I have to, you know, go on the road to make a living and be away from my family.
About 4 in the afternoon yesterday, 40 members of Occupy Tampa marched from their sidewalk encampment near Curtis Hickson Park to join the 40 union members across the river. Occupy Tampa's Owen Gaither protested the idea that corporations are treated as people under the law, as well as the Supreme Court ruling that money is a form of free speech.
Money
is profanity.
It's profanity.
People practice free speech.
Practice free speech.
The Platt Street Bridge connects South Tampa to downtown. Awake the State organizer Tim Heberlein said the location that unions had selected for the protest represents a pivotal point in the history of the city of Tampa.
The Bayshore Boulevard, where we're actually at right now, to my understanding, this was the product of the Works Progress Administration, which was a part of the New Deal back in the last time we had some rough economic times. And I think the symbolism shouldn't be lost that it's leading up to a bridge paid for by federal funds, putting, you know, laborers back to work, construction workers and engineers, putting this bridge together, and beyond that into the blight of downtown where Occupy is. I don't think that should be lost on anybody.
Gaither feels that all forms of free speech are not treated equally.
Last night,
we had real people
practicing free speech.
Get arrested.
Night after night.
This has been happening to us.
How many banksters have been arrested?
None.
How many politicians have been arrested?
None.
They ask us why we occupy.
I don't speak for the General Assembly.
But to me,
we occupy.
To set a place.
That's secure.
To address these issues.
But while the Occupy movement came out to support organized labor's message, Gaither also sent out a plea on behalf of Occupy Tampa.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
To help support the union.
This December.
Starting on the first.
We need your help too.
We'll be liberating a place.
And practice direct democracy.
Thank you.
Tom Johnson works on the legal team for Occupy Tampa. He noticed that across the street from their protest, the iconic Jose Gasparilla ship remains docked in the bay. Tampa's annual tradition is to close off Bayshore for parades and revelry to celebrate a time when pirates invaded, looted, and occupied this city.
They'll shut down the whole town to celebrate this occupation, but they'll arrest us if we try an occupation that's just about getting messages like this out. America wants work. People need jobs. People come by and every day and say, why don't you get a job? Most of these people do have jobs, but they're out protesting because other people don't. Anybody in America can become a millionaire, but everybody can't. And what a lot of these people are concerned about is that if you work for a living, you work 40 hours a week, you ought to make a living, a roof over your head, health care, education, pension. That's not asking too much.
He hopes to prove that some of the city codes that Tampa police have been enforcing when arresting protesters are unconstitutional. At Curtis Hickson Park earlier that afternoon, an armored police vehicle visited their encampment. Officers behind the wheel of the armored vehicle actually offered to let some of the protesters view the interior. Johnson thinks this is not a good sign of things to come.
It has a water cannon on top of it, and it's used by the same SWAT people that have been coming out and rousting our people at 6 to 8 o'clock in the morning. Now you tell me, wouldn't you be suspicious?
All night, all day, Occupy Tampa Bay!
All night, all day!
all day.
Occupy Tampa Bay.
There have been 29 arrests at Occupy Tampa, and Johnson hopes that the group can seek an injunction against further arrests, as Occupy Fort Myers did on Tuesday. They hope labor will show up when the Occupy movement plans to occupy a yet unnamed park for the entire month of December. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.